For the prayers of the church, we'll have you rise for this portion of the service as we share these responsively. And in our prayers today, just a heads up, a notification on that, we are going to cover those families that are mourning the loss of loved ones, those families that are gathering for memorial services, for the Malcolm family, as they're still enjoying together each other this weekend together and mourning Don's death, but also the LeBon family as they look to gather this next weekend for Art's memorial service here at Peace. In addition to the prayers that are printed, there are a couple names I want to uplift as well. A gal named Angel, who is undergoing surgery this coming soon. And then also Gabriel, a little one-year-old that's also facing surgery as well, that we got the request just yesterday. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Make us one, Lord, in our eagerness to speak good news and set all captives free.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
Make us one, Lord, in concern for the poor, the hurt, and the downtrodden, to show them your love.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
And make us one, Lord, in worship, breaking bread together and singing your praise with single voice.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
Make us one, Lord, in faithfulness to Jesus, who never fails us and who will come again in triumph.
Give us your Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time set aside to huddle and to uplift prayers, not in multiple voices, but with one voice. Lord, we pray for these concerns, those that are fresh, but those that have been on our list for a while, even weeks, that you would meet and bless these individuals. Lord, we pray for those mourning the loss of loved ones as they are gathering, that their mourning would be met with hope in you and what you can do. We especially uplift the Malcolm family and also the LeBons this coming weekend. Lord, for those facing significant surgery, or diagnosis, for little baby Gabriel facing surgery as a one-year-old, for Angel also undergoing surgery, for Linnell Stock and her family with the diagnosis that has come their way, for the Malcolm family, for some challenges in relationships, for Steve, also for Tim and Raina, for Georgette, Marty, Kai, Bob, Ann, Jerry and Joyce, Addie, Craig, Kathy, the Motlock family, Janine, Melody and Brad, Chris and her family, Barry and Betty, Joe and Caroline, Holly and Haley. Give us your Holy Spirit, God our Father, so we may have among us the same mind that was in Christ Jesus and proclaim him to the world. May every knee bow down, every tongue confess him as Lord, to the glory of your name.
Amen.